Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're going to preview every team's chances in 2023, Badge, over the next couple of weeks. We're going to start with the team.
I won't get to many of them.
No, you'll knock over a couple. But, yeah, I want to find out, you know, we'll talk about their big losses, their gains, and also where you think they'll finish this year. And we'll start with how the teams finished at the end of the regular season last year, and the team that finished in 16th spot on 10 points for the season, 4 wins, 20 losses. The West Tigers, Badge.
4 wins and 20 losses. That is quite incredible, isn't it, when you look back at that? And we were predicting them to be on the cusp of the 8 again, and they've been so close in and around that, you know, 8th, 9th spot for many years. And then what a horror year they had last year. They've lost some very good players, capable players, including Luciano Lelua mid-season. Jacob Little's gone, quite a good hooker, backup hookup, Zane Musgrove. But these players never really gelled, did they?
No.
Luke Garner, I think, is probably one of their better players who's headed to the Panthers. But their gains, it's probably the best, alongside the Bulldogs, it's probably I haven't looked at every other roster, but it's probably potentially the best signings of any of the clubs, along with the Dogs. John Bateman, not a massive fan of his because I'm really disappointed the way he left the Raiders and got out of his contract, but he's a hell of a good player coming over from Wigan. In particular, they've got Appy Korosau. I think they dead set need a lot happening around the dummy half area. The best teams do, and he's one of the best in the competition. Big Dave Clemmer up front. Isaiah Papali'i they got
massive.
From Parramatta. Massive signing. And of course, Charlie Staines as well, who's kind of gone under the radar a bit, but the Penrith Flyer has signed from as well, along with a few other players. So I think they're going to be, well, I know they're going to be much better than they were last year.
Badge, of course, issues in the coaching ranks last year. Madge McGuire was sacked. Brett Camorley brought in as the interim coach just to get him through to the end of the year. But you talk about gains. How about this? He originally came on as the football general manager of football, but he's now coaching for 2 seasons, I think. Your old mentor, Tim Sheens. And he's got a couple of handy assistants in Benji Marshall and Robbie Farrow.
Massive. They are massive signings, aren't they, Tim? The way they're doing that, I think it's kind of perfect. Tim, there's a lot of heat on the West Tigers about their underperformance. Tim Sheens just doesn't care. He's very capable at handling the media. He's not just going to fob them off. But it's water off a duck's back. He's been there for many, many years, and he's had ridden the highs and the lows in footy in Australia and in England at all levels. And he is not going to be flummoxed if the Tigers get off to a really poor start or they hit a really bad patch. He's going to handle that. And that means while Benji is still there as his assistant and plying his trade and at some times even being perhaps the head coach, he doesn't have to worry about all that stuff. He can just get on with becoming a good head coach and not have all that other drama that goes on with it. And that can be the undoing of a first or second year coach, all of the media attention you get when you're not going well.
Badge, I've heard interviews throughout the week from some pretty senior coaches and from different codes, including Graham Arnold, who's re-signed as the Socceroos coach. And they said it's about man management. It's about dealing with players one-on-one, getting to know them. If you want the best out of them, you've actually got to care about them and not dictate to them.
Get them to
Is Sheensy good at that?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, he understands players extremely well. He came to the Raiders on the back of us making our first ever grand final in 87 when Wayne Bennett had joined the club and co-coached with Don Ferner. Wayne left for the Broncos. And Tim came in and I kind of remember thinking, well, gee, I hope he doesn't change much here because we've got something good going. And we were heading – and he was outstanding in that department. Did not try to change too much about the way we played, but just really got to know the players, individually help you out. He's got time for everyone, Sheensy. So he'll be very good. And I think that combination, with Benji under him and Robbie Farrow there helping out, I think it's – potentially looks like it could be a really good season for the Tigers.
Do you think they could be the biggest improvers going from last to what?
Oh, they could be the biggest improvers, yeah. I've got them, you know, around the eight, probably eighth.
Really?
Yep. Oh, look,
We're not going to do what we did last year and have everyone eighth,
well,
are we?
It doesn't matter. I'll be gone. Abbey Corrissau, I think, will be the buy of the year.
Right.
I think he can do great things for the West Tigers.
A couple of texts here about the West Tigers badge from 280. Another good assistant for the Tigers is David Ferner.
Absolutely. Yep. And he's been in a head coaching role himself, and I think he's biding his time now, Dave, and at some point perhaps we'll get back into that top role, but he's just learning and continuing on in that role, and he'll be really good for them as well.
And Mark wants to know, is John Bateman in the country yet? I was reading last weekend, and issues getting here.
Oh, that'd be a shame.
Second part to that question, do you have friends in immigration, Badge?
Yeah. If I did, he probably wouldn't get here until about July. No.
What?
Wow.
There you go.
So you've got him finishing in the eighth, at eighth spot.
Yeah, eighth spot. I'll give him eight. So Sats can start with that when he continues on next week.
I remember last year, I think we had every team finishing eighth.
Yeah, including the Tigers.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. And don't forget, you can listen to Sports Day every day from Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. Queensland time.